Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 10 and verse 30. We come to part 4 of Jesus' answer. Jesus' answer, part 4. You remember, in the previous discourse I spoke of it, that Christ has given a tremendous promise here. I tell you the truth, he says, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and for the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields. And then we come to this final part of this earthly fulfillment of this promise. And with them, persecutions. And with them, persecutions. It's all spelled out here, you see, right at the beginning. Today, the temptation is, I'm sure, to keep back the difficult bits until the people are far enough involved to teach them the so-called difficult stuff. No. You know, my friend, it's a misunderstanding. No, it's a misrepresentation. That's the right word. Misrepresentation of the gospel to pretend it's all fun, pleasant games, it's all nice, it's all self, it's all boosting self. No, it's not. That's the cardinal sin, Romans chapter 1. Men prefer self to God. They're idolaters. They worship self. They replace God with all sorts of other things, and supreme underneath it all is the worship of self. What does Jesus say here? Well, all these wonderful promises. You can hear the prosperity gospel lovers, you know, lapping it up. How about this, though? With all the blessings and with it all, persecutions. That's a part and parcel of the Christian experience. We meet the hatred of the devil and the world. We're in the enemy's camp. Matthew 5:11-12, very, very early in the Gospels, in the law of Christ, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:11-12, if you're going to live godly in Christ Jesus, persecution will come. Rejoice in it, because this is the way they did the prophets. This is the way they're going to deal with you. And the New Testament, read John 13, 14, 15, and 16, and just see the persecution that's going to come there. If they've loved me, they'll love you. If they hated me, says Christ, they'll hate you. 2 Timothy 2:3, and chapter 4:5, suffering hardship, Hebrews 11, Romans 8, 2 Corinthians 5, 2 Timothy 3:12, everyone who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. This is not just something for some countries in Africa or China or Korea or something. My friend, if you're a believer in the West, in the UK, America, or if in China, Somalia, yeah, wherever it might be, Nigeria, wherever it is, if any man will live, any woman will live godly in Christ Jesus, he shall suffer persecution. And with all these blessings, with all these prosperities that Christ will give, the spiritual prosperities, I'm sure it means, one of the greatest spiritual prosperities is persecution. Is this experienced today? That's what I'm asking. In the West, I'm talking. Is it expected today in the West? Is it preached today? Is this the attitude today? Or is the gospel now one long ego trip? Pleasant. It's a game. It's a fun palace. We can have pleasant days together and happy times and heaven as well. The world and no heaven. With it, the world and heaven with it, no trouble at all. Unbeliever, I'm trying to be honest with you. You don't come to Christ to avoid trouble. You come to Christ for salvation, but receiving salvation and all the benefits that go with salvation, you receive persecutions also. If you leave the world side, the devil won't like it, and the world won't like it. And as I've read to you from passages about this, even a man's own family will turn against him. These are the difficulties. So I'm not appealing to you to come to Christ and offering Christ to you on the basis of all in the garden will be lovely, in the sense of no troubles at all. I've been honest with you. But the truth is, if you forsake Christ, you will have nothing. You'll have nothing. I'm not talking about just this life. I'm talking about eternity. But there it is. All these blessings, and with them. Maybe for some, no. No one. No exception at all, remember. And this is the definitive rule. I've laid all that down in Jesus' answer. It's all here. It's what Jesus said. And with them all, persecutions. God give us grace not to buckle.